This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We get an update on the National Dairy Farm Program with Senior Director Emily Iser-Stepp, who says to care for the animals, you also have to care for the employee. And workforce development has been a big focus lately.
Labor laws are complicated and continue to be ever-evolving on the policy side. Certainly not my area of expertise, but how do I keep employees? How do I make sure that I provide them with those professional opportunities so that they do stay? How do I reduce my turnover? What should be in an employee handbook? How do I keep me and my employees and my family safe when I'm on a farm? I think all of those areas are shared values that we all as people have.
She said a workforce and safety manual are now available thanks to important partnerships in the dairy industry.
A lot of our other initiatives that have been going on kind of regionally, again, very similarly to animal care, let's coalesce around one industry standard so that we can be unified in this approach and really provide those resources to our farms at the level that they are looking for. So the lowest hanging fruit was actually creating state-by-state fact sheets and federal fact sheets. What are our HR requirements and safety requirements from a legal perspective? The farm program is not an enforcer of legal requirements. That is not our space. Our focus is how do we identify the best management practices that are going on farms? How do we highlight that? And how do we adjust and redirect some of the negative activist attention that has now really taken a forefront in the workforce space? It's not to say that it still doesn't exist in the animal space, because it definitely does. But certainly human rights activists have targeted dairies in a pretty aggressive way over the last few years. And so in doing all of that, Nicole Ayash, who is our lead on workforce development, has just done a tremendous amount of work, particularly with her workforce task force. And that task force is made up of a very similar demographic of our farmers, our industry subject matter expertise, as well as some of the state associations that have really focused on this area to identify what the needs were of our industry and how we move the needle. Prior to even getting there, though, we did a pilot on an evaluation system on 45 dairies with 12 different co-ops and processors that personalized feedback from operations, and also went through that public comment period that we've done on the animal side in the past. But what was so, so valuable was the feedback from those 45 to 50 dairies that did participate and say, hey, you know, I had never thought about formalizing an employee handbook, just as an example. That's a really good suggestion. I think that's where we're going to, you know, focus on. But comparatively to where we are with animal care, this really is kind of that entry point on workforce development. How do we identify and celebrate what we are doing, what we know what we're doing, and then also identify where those areas of opportunity exist? And so to complement that, we worked with Texas A&M to do a labor survey. We had a 23.5% response rate. We sent it to over 3,000 dairies. Our highest representation out of that survey came back from the Midwest and the Northeast. And what we found was areas to celebrate were a variety of areas, but starting wage and hourly wage, we were very competitive in that space. Non-wage benefits. Also, it made my heart happy to see that we provide over 13 hours of training on an annual basis to our dairy employees. So that's about an hour a month, which compared to other industries, I don't think they could tout that as well as we have. You know, admittedly, it also identified some areas for opportunity, but funny enough, there were some common themes around documentation and protocol development. You know, validating work hours, validating break times. And it's not that we're not doing those things. It's just getting those formalized processes in place. And so if interested in full labor survey of what that shook out, that is publicly available on our website or the Workforce Development tab on nationaldairyfarm.com.
Emily Iser-Stepp is the Senior Director of the National Dairy Farm Program. More details at nationaldairyfarm.com.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.